Well, John, that was tough to take after the progress you've made over recent days, but it was difficult to tell what a good score was going to be on that pitch today, really.
The pitch, second time it had been used, so we probably knew that it wasn't going to have an awful lot of pace, maybe a little bit slower through the day, but we still wanted to chase, because really the boundaries can be quite hard to defend here as well. So it was a bit of a toss-up whether we battled or bowled first, but I think the history of the ground says that chasing is more often than not successful.
Yeah, and to restrict Worcestershire for 270, you'd be pretty happy with that at the halfway stage?
Halfway stage, I thought we'd done mostly some good stuff. The one end at the was very difficult to defend towards the end of the innings. The cathedral end, bowling from that end was tough because the boundaries were fairly tight. A little bit easy from the top end though. But yeah, 270 seemed we were slightly ahead at that stage.
You've put some great partnerships together this season, and to get off with another 100 plus partnership at the start of the innings, I think the seventh time we've done it in the competition this season, you look really comfortable. Then there was a drinks break and it just seemed to change the whole momentum of the game, because Worcestershire at that point, we were saying in commentary, they looked flat in the field. It looked like it was going to be a stroll for Durham. You were 122 without loss, and then Keaton Jennings has gone a few moments later.
I don't think it would quite look like a stroll. We never, although it was a good partnership, it never quite got the run rate down. It kind of held the run rate steady. I think as a fielding team, you always know that if the run rate's still staying steady, if you get a few wickets, you need a new guy at the crease, you can try and impose yourself, which they did. They did very well, to be fair to Worcester, and they squeezed the new batsman very well. And we just became possibly a little bit reactive and stopped dictating the terms.
Keaton was out for a reverse sweep off Moeen Ali, which was caught at first slip. We were trying to work out what it perhaps had hit. We've seen an action replay which suggests he might have pulled it down into the ground. He seemed to be stunned that he'd been given out, and he's not the sort of person to stand his ground, is he? But he looked a bit unhappy with the dismissal. What's the general consensus there? Did he hit it? Did it come off his arm? Did it go into the ground? What happened?
He was given out caught slip. There's not really a lot else to say about it, I'm afraid, Martin. That's about it.
Right. Well, I mean, it looks from the replays if he's dragged the ball down into the ground and it's a bump ball, so...
He was given out caught slip. There's not really a lot else to say about it, Martin.
Right. Okay, I'll have to ask him another time then, off the record. You just lost your momentum a little bit then, didn't you, despite the 114 from Graham Clark? And it was lovely to see him get a century after he came so close at Notts the other day.
Yeah, great for him to get his first century. He obviously batted well at Notts and batted very well again here today. But I'm sure even for him it'll be a little bit bitter, as it's not in a winning cause.
Yeah. So you've got to go into the final game against Lancashire. You slipped to fourth. Notts have just climbed above you today. You've got to beat Lancashire on Tuesday at home under the lights and hope you get a favour elsewhere.
I hadn't seen the Notts-Lancashire result actually as yet, but if you're telling me that Notts won that game, then yeah, it's probably not quite in our hands as we'd like it to have been, but all we can really do is put in a good performance and hopefully get the points against Lancashire.
I know it's going to sound a bit crass at this stage, having just lost here, but there are plenty of positives to take, given the two-point deduction you started with as well, to have put yourself into this position.
Yeah, you need a bit of perspective. Obviously, it's a bad couple of hours we've just had there, but the perspective over the competition is that we've played some decent cricket, and going into the last game still with a chance of qualifying for the knockout stages was probably something that we'd looked upon as a decent effort at the start of the competition. So, no, not great at the moment, because it feels like a missed opportunity, but overall, with a bit of perspective, it's not a bad competition so far.
And I gather Steve Cook's flying back into England tonight and will be available for this match on Tuesday.
Yeah, Cookie lands tomorrow, so he's available for Tuesday.
Gives you a little bit of a headache, I suppose, how well Graham Clark's done, 92 and 114, but I'm sure he's a shoo-in for that game now.
Clarkie's in good form, which is good. Cookie's an international opener, so it's good to have him back.